The Spy Wore Red by Aline, Countess of Romanones. The book bears a dedication. For Luis. For Luis, my husband. For Luis, my son. For Luis, my grandson. If the Red Slayer thinks he slays, or if the slain think he is slain, they know not well the subtle ways I keep and pass and turn again. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Brahma. Author's note. In the course of lecturing over the past 8 years, I've discovered that people enjoy, and need, authentic, first-hand information about espionage, a topic on which reliable information is, understandably, difficult to come by. What I have attempted in this book is to inform and to entertain. My guideposts have been the events themselves, as well as I can reconstruct them from memory and from diaries, letters, snapshots, newspapers, and magazines of the period. There are, however, three limitations on the literal truthfulness of my memoir. In the first place, many of the principles of the drama I recount are living and might conceivably be embarrassed or otherwise inconvenienced by my account of their activities. In order to protect their privacy, then, I have changed the names of some of the characters in the story. And in a very few cases where a name change did not sufficiently conceal a character's identity, a composite character was created. The man I call Pierre has been disguised, I hope, as has the man codenamed Mozart. But there was a Pierre, and there was a Mozart, as there were, in some fashion, all the others. Secondly, I have occasionally omitted or altered insignificant incidents that would otherwise bore the reader and make the book...